Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
You're listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights and? Do you have bad date dates? Do you like ghosts and ghosts?
Oh, The Thing Is. Oh, oh, The Thing Is.
Oh, oh. Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
First show of the new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm here as always with my hilarious co-host, comedian Mike Figgs.
What's up, Shanny? I'm happy to be here. Happy New Year's, as my family says. Yeah. Happy New Year's.
That is a true.
Because we're from the Bronx.
Thing.
Yeah. Yo, Happy New Year's.
That's not the wrong thing to say. It's like Happy New all the years to come. That's okay.
So. No, that's the wrong thing to say.
I'm trying to be nice about it.
It's like, I don't know if that's necessarily a Bronx thing. I think that's like a socioeconomic
thing. It's definitely socioeconomic.
Yeah.
It's better if you say it than if I say it.
Yeah. I mean, I probably grew up poorer than you, Shannon. Yes.
Racist
sure.
Shannon. Hold on, let me press the racist Shannon. Racist Shannon button.
Yeah.
And you guys know that voice. It is comedian and host of the Chakra Poppers podcast, Sydney Gant.
Let's go. It's me.
By the way, Sydney, this is your first time on the show in studio.
It is.
And your first time with Figgs as the
Get the hell out of here.
It's very unfortunate, but yeah.
You may be the only person to ever say that.
Yeah.
I'm sober now, man.
So am I.
Boo.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm completely sober.
You've
always
been sober.
No, I used to smoke.
What?
Yeah, like almost indignantly. Yeah, I've been high all day.
I've never
every
seen
day.
You drink, but I know you smoke. You didn't.
Yeah.
You don't smoke anymore.
I don't smoke anymore. I'm going a year nothing.
How when did it start?
About a month ago.
How do you feel?
Better than ever. Yeah, I mean I've been like I'm not a wake and baker, but from like after lunch until like 2:30 in the morning, I smoke probably every half hour.
Yeah.
And now I have my brain back.
Wow, man.
Figgs, I'm not high no more.
I'm not high. I'm delivered. I'm not high no more.
I am delivered.
I am delivered.
Sober, 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 sober.
Do you know what video we're talking about?
I don't.
There's a gay black man, and they're at church, and he's like, what did the Lord do to you? And he's like, I'm not gay no more.
Oh, yes, I do know.
Yeah, that's
I
us.
Do know that. Yes, got it. I got
that's
it.
Sydney. We're not gay. We're not drunk no more.
I got it. I caught up.
Yeah. I loved it. I watched it. Too many times, because he's obviously gay.
Yeah.
He's so gay.
That's like, I feel like no one's going to have watched it already.
What do you mean?
But the documentary on HBO Max, it was called The Curious Case of Natalia Grace. It's like the Ukrainian midget orphan.
Okay.
I know what I'm going to search
hot?
On Spank
no
Bank
knows.
You don't normally recommend porn, but I'm listening.
Yeah. Know what I'm searching tonight.
Wow, she should have really done that. She would have nailed it if that's the direction she went in. But no, so it's a story of, it's this like family, they adopted this like little orphan girl from the Ukraine, little person, and then they are convincing.
Too late, you already said midget.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I know.
Don't try to heal you, go ahead.
I know this story.
And then so they basically tried to convince the world that she wasn't a child, that she was actually an adult, like the movie Orphan.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I know.
So there's
about.
Like two. There's a new season that just released last night. There's only two episodes so far, and the dad is so obviously a like flamboyant homosexual.
Yeah.
It's just so hilarious to watch him because it's never admitted. He still does. I think he actually even like leaves with like a chick. But oh boy, everyone has to watch it.
How does he act?
You have
How
to
does he
it.
Act?
He is just, I mean, I don't want to ruin anything, but at the end of the second episode, I'm sorry, spoiler alert, fast forward a little
you
bit.
You got to do Ukrainian gay first.
No, he's not. He's not Ukrainian. He's American.
Oh, he's American.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they adopted her from the Ukraine. Gotcha. She's Ukrainian. Gotcha. And at the end, like something happens that like annoys him and he's like, I tried. And he just gets up and like flips his hair and runs out of the room. And it is so hilarious to watch.
He does an R. Kelly. He pulls a little R. Kelly.
It's so gay. Yeah. We respond at the end. But yeah. you have to please watch
You're
that.
Making so many sound drops tonight. So many sound vibes.
We don't do that anymore.
That's one. Ukrainian midget porn. That's two.
Yeah. I didn't say the porn part.
They had like a mail-ordered child from Ukraine.
Well,
not child.
Yes, but yes, child. Yeah. But yes, child.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they scammed the whole world and she was really a child the whole time is what it seems.
Oh.
And they just wanted to get rid of her. Yeah, they wanted to get rid of her and they were like, they didn't want to look bad about like bringing back this like disabled orphan.
Can I see what she looks like? Normal? Yeah. I know the movie.
And they were like, oh, she's actually an adult.
Yeah, that's what
we have to get rid of her.
They like doctored, they like falsified documents. They also like claimed that she had pubic hair at like 7 years old.
Oh, how did they know? Well,
so they had to. If you're home, that's what we drink whenever Shannon says pubic hair.
Yeah, Natalia Grey. That's her. That's her now.
Oh, she looks like these.
She doesn't. No accent.
Pause. But my sister is one of those people that had pubic hair at like 7, 8 years old. Oh, she had like a full armpit bush at like 8.
So it does seem like that is the case, though, because the way when she defends herself in that moment where they're saying that she had pubic hair as a child, she's like, oh, they said it happened when I was 6, but it didn't actually end up happening until I was 7 or 8. And it's like, I mean, that's not really a difference here.
Yeah,
that's not like a point to really be like checking off in the story.
They lied.
Yes, she does. But please watch that. And then I'm going to also say you guys are talking about being sober. And I will say that it does feel like we haven't done this show in a long time because I think we have minimal memory of the last two episodes of the show.
Fucking recollection.
Yeah, I was a whole different human back then.
Yes. Oh, the last time you were on the show. Yeah. Yes. But Figs and I have been consistently very drunk for the last two episodes of the show.
Yeah, we've done two power hours. And I've never heard of I assumed a power hour was like, oh, we're going to just drink and have fun. But evidently, power hour means you drink every minute.
Mm-hmm.
So we combined, like, cracked, I don't know, 24 beers an episode. No, not seltzers. Like, what did we have? Like, 6 each? Probably like 7 each episode every minute, just drinking. I don't remember
because
anything.
Because we went past an hour both times.
We went past an hour, and I'm like, Shannon, can we stop now? We did it for the hour. It's the power hour. We're done, right? And she'd be like, no, we keep going. There's a photo of me with like a glass up my ass somehow.
I had no memory.
I don't remember.
So you guys did the last two shows in a blackout?
Yes.
Blackout. And now you got a black in.
Yes.
Take a moment for my sponsor, Yo Kratom.
Let's go. Is there a drop for that? Is there a sound drop for that?
No, clip that. We'll use that. But yeah.
Unidentified black man. Get him.
Yeah, I saw that picture in my gallery and I was like, what is
there's
what
a photo
we
of me laying
here
on the table with my cheeks out, bro.
Yeah. Mm.
With a shot glass in between his butt cheeks.
With a shot glass in my butt cheeks.
Butt shots.
No memory of that.
So I don't remember.
And then you were also, there's a video of you molesting Jorge.
Don't even remember.
Me either.
But I love watching, I love the clip. The clip of me.
Jorge
talking
is very molestable.
Jorge is very molestable, especially when he shaves.
When you said there's a video of you molesting Jorge, I got jealous immediately.
Yeah.
There's not a
Jorge,
video of
Jorge
me.
Jorge is a them.
Molesting
he's a they,
Jorge.
Them. He's got that sexy they, them appeal, you know?
Yeah, like Prince.
He just like Prince. Jorge's Prince.
That's a big compliment to give
Jorge's
to Jorge.
Prince. Yeah. Jorge, you should dress up as Prince next time.
You just are sexuality.
Yeah. You're just that symbol. You're just that little symbol.
Yeah, if I had sex with you, I wouldn't be gay or cheating.
True. True.
Prince is my dad's idol. That was my first concert when I was a kid.
Whoa.
And even though I have like 5 billion uncles with the same name, I still think I was named after Boy George.
Oh. Wow.
Boy Jorge.
Boy Jorge. Boy Jorge. Your name is Boy Jorge.
By the way, my wife and I went to go see Prince at the American Airlines Arena in Dallas, and he brought out Macy Gray.
Wow. And
yeah, it was pretty sick.
Macy Gray is the one that goes, I try to say goodbye.
He also brought out Erykah Badu, if you're mixing those two up.
That's better called.
I mix her up with Tracy Bonham for some reason. There's nothing similar. It just maybe they came out at the same time.
Yeah.
But I confused the two together. Mm-hmm. But,
well, she kind of has a vibe of like Tracy Chapman.
Maybe that's the one.
But you're like, Tracy Chapman.
Just
I'm
whichever.
Like Tracy Bonham.
A Tracy. Yeah. Macy Gray was just on The Masked Singer recently.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They had like a real celebrity on the show.
That's pretty cool. Wow.
Am I cutting off a story? Are we in the middle of a story right now?
I forgot what I was saying. So, no,
are you guys still in a blackout?
No. Yeah, no.
We're catching up.
So. We molested Jorge.
Yeah.
I was saying that I love, like, when I'm drunk, I don't notice that you're drunk, but watching the clip of me talking about feet, and you're like, let's fucking put that clip.
That was early in the episode.
Yeah, but you were
I remember that happening.
Yeah, but you were like, I've never seen you made that hand movement. You were like, that's a fucking clip. Right as a clip. And I was like,
by the way, I haven't watched that episode much further than there. Because I remember that part. I don't remember the rest of the episode. And I'm okay. I'm just going to leave it.
That's just, you know, for the fans.
I will say, though, that my suggestion is, to possibly as bonus content once a month if we do a power hour, but it's only behind the paywall.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you drink, I'll do coke. I coke it up, you drink.
You're gonna die.
I'll do a coke power hour.
Oh, so wait, you're just sober today?
No, I'm trying to be sober. So I walked in today and I told Shannon, I got my coffee. I was like, all right, Shannon, I'm not drinking today. Yeah. And then she goes, well, I have an idea that we should do the power hour once a month. And I was like, fuck. Because I told myself I'm only going to drink sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes meaning like once every 3 months, once every 2 months, maybe like a little bit. Or maybe have a glass of wine every now and then.
Gotcha.
But I wasn't going to put seltzer in my body or vodka or any liquor or beer.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. It's day two.
Day two.
And the power hour, the numbers are good, man. Both episodes.
They really like
over 24,000.
You can drink wine for the power hour.
Ooh,
that's gay. Where's the button where you're like, that's so gay?
There is an old one, which is where I say the F word.
Oh,
it's an older one, but that was a different time.
Dan,
we were all different back then.
Yeah, no wonder we lost the fucking Manscaped sponsor. Shit, Janet.
I also have one of Jessica Kirsten saying it, but harshly.
Oh, yeah.
She says everything kind of harshly.
Yeah. It's way worse than mine. Yeah. Okay, so you think about that. Listeners, let us know.
Think about it.
Let
and
us
the know chakras, too. Someone was going to send a chakra.
Oh, wait. I do have something. Hold on. Speaking of that, this is Roxy, who I believe is the girl with the clown.
Yeah.
Mm.
So she sent an email, and she said, Shannon, this is an SDR thing. Shannon, that gift Ralph gave you on SDR was so freaking thoughtful. I ship you two. She put T-O-O, but she means the number two. And you have similar energy. Would you ever? So she's asking if me and Ralph would we ever? And the answer is no to that. Ralph and I have traveled together.
I thought you were going to say tried. Ralph and I have tried.
We've been drunk together. We've been in Hawaii at a tropical island together drinking.
Yeah.
There is nothing that would ever happen
just
between
pals.
The two of us.
Big brother energy.
Yes.
Yeah. If it was going to, it's not going to happen here. Like back in the States.
Yeah. Like if it didn't happen, didn't happen on vacation, it is definitely not going to happen. And then she said, he's tall, LOL. But that's true. But your power hours have me hammered. So it's to someone who's drinking with us during the power hours.
Shout out, Roxy.
Happy holidays. Oh, and I need to find a cute shot glass to send.
Oh my God, Roxy, you're gonna kill me, Roxy. I'm trying to have a baby. I can't. My cock is dead. It's been dead for 3 years.
She sounds hot. Is she a Ukrainian midget?
She's hot. She banged a clown.
Did she send a picture?
She sent a photo of a clown. She put a dildo on a clown and banged the clown.
Yes. That was
a wild, wild mommy.
She's an alpha.
But she didn't send a picture of herself, right? We don't know what she looks like.
I don't know what Roxy looks like, but that's a good name, Roxy.
It is a great name.
Yeah.
She's got to look hot.
Goodness gracious. I couldn't imagine banging a clown.
Like a mannequin. So she has a clown fetish. And one day she was, I don't know if she said she was drinking, but she put this mannequin on the floor. She strapped a dildo on it, and she wrote the fucking dildo that was on the clown, and she felt that the clown touched her. She felt as she was climaxing, she felt like the hand graced her buttocks.
And she also heard it like laughing in the closet
and she heard
later.
It laughing, So this is called
how clowns come.
Yeah. This is what happens when you do too much.
Oh, that's terrifying. I hate it.
Yeah. But she could have just been like banging it so hard that his arms were flailing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Right? You know, when you do a lot of kratom, you forget stuff, you know.
Just putting that pelvis into it.
Yeah. All right.
She does sound hot.
She's a wild bitch.
One more thing that I want to say. So in the new year on Gas Digital, there is a change. And so the live streams are no longer free.
Oh, okay.
So if you're not a Gas Digital subscriber, if you're watching on YouTube or listening on iTunes or Spotify, whatever, you could have watched this live on GasDigital.com with the rest of us days ago. And you can do that if you go to GasDigital.com. Use promo code TTI. That'll give you a 1 week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of this show, the live stream, so you can participate in the live chat. And maybe Harrington or Jorge, if something fun happens in the chat, you let us know. And also every episode of every show on all of Gas Digital Network, which is now, it's just all exclusive, all the live streams. So subscribe now. Yeah. And then maybe you'll see our monthly power hour. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure. Mm.
Yeah, and all the things that got edited out of this episode, you could have seen too.
Yes, all the F-words.
You edited out me and Fig's tongue kissing, right? That was, you got that out? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
we were both tongue kissing Jorge.
Yeah, Jorge's in the middle, questioning himself.
Maybe we could put in right there the video of you molesting Jorge.
That'll be great.
I hate to send it to them.
Man, when I was on the way up here, I got a little news notification that Mickey Mouse is now public domain.
I do. That came up earlier. Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know, but now I can sing my name song.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
SIDNEYGANTT.
I was like very worried about doing that on a podcast because they have very powerful Jews on their side.
Is this your first time singing it on a podcast?
No, I did it on rap, and I was like, oh my god, they're gonna kill me. Like I was scared for like a week, but nothing came of it. But
okay. I mean, can't Disney buy it right away? Be like, we're buying this shit.
I don't know. Maybe it's not worth as much as it used to be worth.
Wow. Yeah, Mickey Mouse is kind of mid right now.
Yeah.
No, I think they owned it, but they released it. Like, they chose to release it.
Yeah, so it's in the public domain. The copyright is only good for like 100 years or something, and it expired.
Yeah, they had 95 years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just buy it back once it's in the public domain. It's in there forever, like Frankenstein.
But if they would have caught it, or is it that like things can only be copywritten or whatever for that amount of time? That's what it is.
That's
okay.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy who made it's been dead for 50 years, so that's the thought process behind it. But it's only the original iteration of Steamboat Willie.
Oh, that's boring.
Like, it's the same thing as Winnie the Pooh. You can remake Winnie the Pooh, but he can't have, like, the red shirt and, you know, like, the Disneyfication of Winnie the Pooh.
Maybe you're not
that's
safe.
That's right.
Maybe you're not safe, Sid.
You're not safe.
You might not be safe.
That's why I recently
I take that back.
Yeah, you're not safe, dude.
T-N-A-G-Y-E.
Yeah. Get a lawyer right away. Something popped up where they're making a horror movie with Steamboat Willie. Whatever, with the old Mickey Mouse. So now that makes sense that it can only be the old one. Also, they did the same thing with Winnie the Pooh. There's a Winnie the Pooh horror movie out.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess the original thing. Okay.
That looked terrible.
It looked so bad. They both, even the Mickey Mouse one looks fucking horrible too, but it's like, oh, it's something we could, you know, use.
Yeah, we're way past that type of animation. Yeah, that's why. We're like, we can't go back.
Yeah.
But wait, are they making it like an animated?
No, so it looks like a big giant guy, but he doesn't have like the Mickey Mouse face we know. He has like the old first Mickey Mouse that we saw in that black and white video. Okay. He has like the old Mickey Mouse head, and he's like a big fucking hillbilly guy with the Mickey Mouse. Same thing with the Winnie the Pooh. The Winnie the Pooh guy, stupid. His face is all distorted, but I think it's called Pooh or some shit like that. It's a horror movie.
It's like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, which I like Five Nights at Freddy. Mickey Mouse Trap. That was it.
No, it was just a surprise teaser.
That was Ukrainian midget porn. What was that?
I have the I have the trailer. It's called Mickey's Mouse Trap.
Okay. We'll save it for scary
choice.
Save it for scary.
Oh yeah, okay. Let's save it. I know that I wrote something in my notes that I didn't write down in my other notes. Oh, that's stupid. Let's not even do it. It's a dumb thing.
Sure. Okay.
I was gonna say about my
year. Don't second guess yourself, Shane.
It's just about my dumb dream, which we all know how much people love to hear dreams. And I told Jorge about it this morning, and then his lack of reaction, I was like, oh, like this is dumb, and I shouldn't even bring it up on the show.
Did he roll
his
eyes?
It's too late now. No, he never really reacts. I guess
that's
ever.
That's worse.
But
did he throw out a dove?
Especially didn't react.
Did he go like that, a little dove came out.
He pretended he didn't hear it.
It's like that. So you know when you like wake up into a dream, into a dream, into a dream.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. But I had a dream that, you know, like one of my cats is like always sick, a little guy. And so I think that's where this comes from, is I'm always scared that he is like sick or something's happening to him. And in the dream, there were like in the blinds. This isn't even my house in the dream, but it was like the horizontal blinds.
Damn.
Is there another name for
shades?
Them? No, shades are these blinds? Ones. Yeah, it was these ones. Oh, okay. Horizontal ones. The little cheap shit ones. And so he was stuck in it. He was stuck in the blinds in my dream. And then I was like, what's his face?
Your cat was stuck in the blinds?
He was stuck in the blinds.
He must be a very light cat.
He is very light. Oh. He's very skinny.
Maybe I will have a dream.
Are you really questioning the physics of a dream right now?
Yeah, because I'm like, this is a light ass cat. If something was on my blinds, the whole window would fall because it's so poorly. Yeah.
Oh, that says more about your blinds than my cat.
I guess so.
Shannon, your dream sounds a little fraudulent, if you ask me. None of this stuff sounds plausible.
It's a light ass cat.
I don't think you had this dream.
I don't even think you have a cat.
Cat's not going to hang on the blinds. Anyways, go ahead. Grade them dreams. Go ahead.
This is the most. That's the most plausible part of the dream, part.
Yeah.
So he's stuck in it. There's also a dog in this dream, which doesn't, I don't have a dog.
He's stuck in the blinds too, a giraffe, a bunch of animals are in the window fucking stuck.
No.
It's a psycho fucking dream, Shannon.
Do you not have crazy dreams?
Yeah, but the physics.
Also,
of my
the cat's stuck in the blinds. He's really stuck on this part.
I'm just kidding. No, they don't. Yeah. Go ahead.
So he's stuck in the blinds, and there's a dog, I guess. And then so I get him out of the blinds, and now I'm like, is he hurt? And then as I'm looking closer at his like two front legs, all of like the skin and the muscle and everything is ripped off, and there's just bones. He has like two little bones. And everything else is ripped off. And I'm like, oh my.
You did not delicately take him out of those blinds.
No, he did it himself. That was, okay. That was his fault. Yeah. I just like got him afterwards.
Yeah. And you cut him out the blinds. Like come out of a hair.
It was razor. Those were called razors, not blinds. Because yeah. Like his skin was all fucked was up like, in my blinds. Yes. You know, the cutting the skin type. Oh, razors.
It's like okay. Like barbed wire.
Yeah.
Barbed wire. Right. Yeah. Mm. So he comes down and I'm like, oh my God, I have to get him to the vet. So I'm like preparing. What are you looking at here on my wrists?
Huh?
You keep looking in this area.
Nothing. My eyes are just, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not looking
at it. I keep thinking it's like something on me.
No.
Okay.
No. So. Shannon, wake up. You're still in a dream.
Shannon, you're still in a dream. Shannon, I'm in the blinds.
I'm your cat.
Shannon, I'm in the blinds.
Can you give me...
There's a dog, too, in the blinds.
Can you give me the remote control, please? So he comes... Yeah, so he's like all tore up. His legs are all like unskinned, de-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like...
Skinned, actually. But yes.
Yes. Skinned a cat, yes. Yeah. So,
there's more than one way to do it, by the way. You can do it in the blinds.
You can.
People I was trying to think that. Of a way to say it, and I was like, I gave up on
get
it.
Get the good blinds. They'll fucking skin you.
So then I'm like, I have to bring him to the vet. So I'm thinking of like preparing his carrier and stuff, which I feel like I should just like run out to like an Uber or something and get him to the vet. But then all of a sudden now I'm waking up from sleeping again.
Mm.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, did I just like fall asleep instead of bringing him to the vet? So I get up and I'm like getting him again. And then I...
Wait, I'm sorry. So
this
rather
is the
than,
best dream I've ever heard. Jorge has no fucking...
What was more plausible to you wasn't that you were dreaming, but no. That you were irresponsibly going back to sleep instead of taking a bleeding skin cat to the vet.
That's my first.
That sounds more like me.
But that was it's still a dream.
Gotcha.
I'm still like, that's still a dream. It's the second dream I'm waking up into.
Gotcha.
And I'm still like, in that dream, I'm like... Oh my God, I have to get him to the vet. Why did I fall asleep? So then I get up and I go through the whole thing again. But now I wake up again in real life, though. And he sleeps like next to me. There's like a pillow next to me. Mm-hmm. And he's like sleeping. And like we kind of like fall asleep. It's kind of like, you know, like in a relationship. Well, I guess how people do in a relationship. Where you like fall asleep like cuddled. And then when you both like really fall asleep, then you separate.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Okay. We always find some body part on each other. We just like, because we're paranoid. We don't want to. Leave each other in our sleep.
I like that. That's
sweet.
Cute.
That's sweet. I push my lady away. We fall, and she does the same to me. Like we'll fall asleep nice and cuddled, and it's like, all right, I really gotta sleep now. Get the fuck away. And it's like, okay,
yeah.
Yeah. When it's really hot, we'll just be like toe to toe, like one like tip of the toe to tip of the toe.
I relate to both things because it's like you fall asleep cuddled and then separate, but then kind of just like
you try to do like
So
base. I'm on base. Yes. You can't get me, Freddy. I'm on base.
Yeah.
So that's how me and my cat. Sleep. Okay. So we go to sleep and we're like all snuggled together and then I separate from him once I like fall into my sleep. Okay. And so I wake up and he's like laying right next to me and then I'm waking up and as I'm coming out of it, I'm like, now I'm understanding that I'm awake and this is real life.
Okay.
But then I'm like, I still have to just check. And so I just like felt both of his paws.
Did you lift his one arm?
And your cat was like, why are you looking at my arm like that?
It's like a fix is looking at my arm. But... Yeah.
Oh my God.
The end. Was it worth it?
What did you.
Jorge, was that better the second time?
No.
Jorge just went like this when she told the story. He just went like this.
Yeah, it was better the second time.
Okay.
I worked on it mentally because
I
hated it so much.
Praying he would have been like, meow.
Hey guys, we're going to take a moment to talk about those $60 kilos. That's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com are the ones that figured it out. And now, thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
$60? How did they solve the legendary $60 kilo problem? Will anyone else ever be able to solve the $60 kilo problem?
That's not English.
I need Kratom.
You're sober.
That's right.
I'm trying to think of a different way to say this so they don't think I'm just saying the same thing every time. But if you're a fan of Kratom and you run out or if you want to try something different, you don't have to go to your corner store, bodega, gas station, smoke shop, whatever. at yourcranium.com, you can trust them. They have a good quality product. They have every strain you could want. They have capsules, powders, everything. So just like at least scroll through, go over right now. Scroll through yourcranium.com and see what they have for you.
I love the capsule. I pop a couple in. I feel it. I like to work out on Kratom. New year, new me. Take some Kratom. Go to the gym. Let's go. Yocratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
Let's get back into it. Oh, wait, can I not put this on cool because everything else is on heat?
I'm sorry. I bring the heat everywhere I go. Yeah, I apologize.
I just want to get a little air circulating.
Now that I'm sober, I bring the heat.
It's the chakras.
It's the butt chakra, by the way.
This is the butt chakra?
Chakra expert.
It's the root chakra. Probably the gut chakra. That's the chakra that's responsible for warming up your body. I have a breathing technique for it. You want to try it?
Sure. Wait, what is this? What is this for? To open it up?
To open up the gut chakra.
Okay.
It's you got to stoke the flames of the belly, right? Because that's where the fire in your body is, right? And so you breathe in, and as you're breathing out, you pull your stomach in. So it's
a lot of work.
It's so much.
I'm already out.
That's easy shit, bro.
So much work. Yeah.
I did it.
I showed it to my wife the other day, and she almost died. It was insane.
It's like when you see the bodybuilders do, I don't know what you call it, but you know when they do that thing where they pull in their stomach in like a crazy way?
Yes, and they do the wing muscles?
I do that all the time.
Where they just like suck it all in?
Yeah, I suck it all in.
It's hard work, it seems like.
Well, at first, it gets easier. It gets better.
Just tired thinking about it.
I have to shit all of a sudden. I don't know why. I did a couple of those shitty chakras. Poop chakras. I feel like I was doing a sucky thing and I was like, oh, I could fart right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Holding it in. Out of respect.
Are you feeling heat, cool air, or none of the above?
I don't feel anything. You know what? I feel the urge to take that bottle and start fucking drinking. I mean, starting to power hour right now. That's what I feel.
I feel like you're not going to do it on air as much because the camera is on you.
No, I'm not going to do it at all. This is when I should do it. I have an excuse.
I'm just going to keep doing it by myself.
We've been here before, Shannon.
I know.
Sober figures.
I'll wait it out.
I've been here. I don't know how many episodes I lasted. Maybe like 2 months of episodes?
It was a bunch. Yeah, it was a few episodes. Okay.
First episode, sad, and then I become happy again.
Okay. Are you sad now?
No, I'm happy you're here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because he has Pringles in front of him. That's why he's happy.
FATFATKILLMYSELF.
Is that an empty Pringles can that you brought in here?
What? No, it's got some in it. Okay.
He uses it on the subway to like make pizza and get money.
Take a donation. I take a donation.
Okay. Let's see. What do we want to go to now? Let's move over into like the bad dates segment. And then I'm going to go over the stories you've previously told real quick. If you can think of another one, we can do that. If not, I have an article that we can talk about real quick. So Sydney's been on twice before, episode 240 and 277. Stories you've told about is, so if the fans don't know, like you've been with your wife for 700 years.
Yes.
And
we are vampires.
Judo champion.
Jiu-jitsu champion. Jiu-jitsu world champion.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And she could probably do a stomach thing, 1, 2, 3. What a crazy ab.
Her abs are insane.
Yeah. So you met her and her friend in the same night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if it's the friend or her roommate. Is that the same person, her friend her roommate?
The same person.
Same person, yeah. And you ended up also banging her roommate later on. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, when you tell it shorthand like that,
you banged your wife's friend's roommate?
No, yeah. Right. Same person.
Not only, I mean, like, I'll make it even worse. Not only that, they went to high school together. And then went to college together.
Good for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't my best work, but
oh, bad for you. Yeah. Explain bad. Let me explain.
Good overall.
Overall. Yeah, I got the better one out of the deal. You know, so I feel good about that.
And you guys know I like to do like super shorthand recaps of these. So you guys like go back and rewatch the other one, widest mouth kissing experience.
Yes.
And then we talked a lot about weird kissing experiences on that episode because that episode it was just you and I.
Mm-hmm.
We were just. You and we went through all of these things because Maddie wasn't there and then the guest didn't show up. So it was just the two of us. And then strip pool date, diarrhea, wish could have pooped in the bushes.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a diarrhea. It was a pretty solid poop.
Oh, it was solid?
It was solid.
Oh, well, that's good.
I mean, it had a little run to it, but it wasn't diarrhea.
Nice. I wonder which is worse. If you have the feeling of like a giant like poop or if you know diarrhea is coming.
Well, I tell you what, it was easier to clean out of my clothes, you know, so I'm glad it was what it was.
Better if you missed the toilet that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the three stories that you've told in the past, episode 240 and 277. Do you have another bad date story you can think of?
Yeah, yes, I do. Okay. I do. I can tell you another bad date. It was also in college. I got hooked up with a girl through somebody who lived on my floor. I lived on the brother's floor of Lafayette. It was all black people. And
I thought you meant like a fraternity brothers. I didn't even jump.
What was the button on the elevator like purple? And you press it and it would just be like, we like the funk. Get it up that funk. And you just kind of walk into everybody's grooving and jiving.
Yes.
I like everybody that vision
was playing dominoes.
Hey, what up, man? What up, Blair? You made it the brother flow. What's going on, man?
We didn't say hi to each other. We said, where the bitches at?
There was a bunch of crazy handshakes all over.
Oh yeah, it took 3 hours. None of us slept. We're just doing handshakes all night long.
Racist Shannon. Racist. She was just like, you motherfucker, did you whittly waddle with your hands?
Yeah, we just dapping all night long. As soon as we finished dapping, like, oh fuck, we gotta go to class.
No.
I'm just kidding. None of us went to class.
The brother's floor.
Yeah, I was living on the brother's floor, and there was an African kid that lived there. His father was also a professor on campus, and I don't think he lived on the floor. I think he just visited a lot because he wanted to be an American black, so he was trying to absorb.
I'm going to go to the brother's floor to become more like a brother.
That's exactly what he was doing. We're like, dude, you gotta take off those loafers. You cannot wear loafers every time you come here if you want to be like us.
I thought this is cool. It's versatile and my feet can breathe.
No, dude, you cannot play basketball in those. Stop it. So he lived, they were from Easton. You know, he grew up in Easton. So I went to Lafayette College. He grew up in Easton. And he hooked me up with this girl who was like a model, right? So she came over to my room. And I had a single at this time. And she brought over an album, like a whole portfolio of all of her modeling pictures. And
that's a way to do it, I guess.
I didn't know that that's something that like airhead models did. Yeah.
Going to the Instagram page today and just like letting them scroll through it.
Pre-Instagram. Mm-hmm. I think it might have even been pre-Facebook. I'm an old man.
Me too.
Right? So we were sitting on my futon and we're going through her pictures. And a lot of them are just like fashion pictures and her and like, like cool turtlenecks and long pants and stuff. And then it got to the bikini part. And so we're sitting on my futon in very close proximity. We're on a date, right? And she's showing me pictures of her being scantily clad. So I thought like, oh, this is the part where like she's giving me the invitation to make my move. And
I have a question. Are the pictures like, even though she's in a bikini, but are they sexy? Like, is she being sexy in the pictures?
I mean, I was in college, so even the turtleneck pictures were sexy to me. Just the idea of her showing up to my room was sexy. Mm-hmm. She's in my room, you know? And so she's to my right, and she's showing me these pictures. And, she was looking at me for approval of whether or not I was into her pictures. But I thought she was, like, looking at me like,
kiss me?
Are you gonna? Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. You lie?
And so it was just like at one point when she was like looking up in that approving way, I got lunged in.
Oh no.
Okay. And she was like, oh no.
Oh no. Like,
what do you mean, oh no? And I mean, I didn't argue with her, but I was like, oh, okay. Well, then can we stop looking at this?
Yeah, can you close your binder?
I don't want to do this. And I was like, so then from that point, I was like, I had a Sega in my room. And I was trying to convince her to play Mortal Kombat against me because I just wanted to fuck her up. Oh, I just so badly wanted to like win against her. It ended up being a pretty terrible experience for the both of us.
I feel like this is something that I don't know if any girl has ever gone in for a kiss and been rejected, even if it was unwanted from the other side. Yeah. I don't know that there are many guys that would do a swerve or something. I feel like this is something like...
it happens more often.
Yeah, not back then. Maybe now. Now people might swerve away.
Guys,
do you think
a guy would swerve from a kiss? Even if he doesn't want it, he would just be like, okay, fine, I'll just deal with it, even though they don't want it, and then just never talk to them again, you did. Figs.
Yeah. But I was single, though. So I'm thinking of a mind of a guy who has a girl. But yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, I'll kiss you for a little bit. I get it. Don't tell my wife.
Yeah. But now, back then, maybe now it's like, hey, camera, you gotta be careful.
Yeah. I'm kissing you to be polite. I'm not cheating. I just don't want to make you so uncomfortable.
Polite kiss.
You tell your girlfriend later. It's like, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. She was like, you did the right thing.
But I feel like as a guy, that's like a specific thing to guys where it's like, that is like lives inside of you forever. Like, if I go for this, is she going to accept it or swerve away from it?
I think, well, back then, that was kind of an alpha move to do.
to lean in,
to like to take charge and so this is what 2000 maybe even 1999. This might have been, I was partying like it was 1999, but this is back when it was still in
the Prince. Is that another Prince?
That is another Jorge reference.
I thought Jorge was gonna fucking hit us with those something. He was gonna hit us with one of those.
But yeah, it was like, so back then it was still in the zeitgeist where if a woman was like acting frantic, you could smack her one time. You know, that was like in all the movies and stuff. And it was also, you know, in the movies where like, you know, the hero would just like, all right, just come here and shut up and just like grab her and kiss her. So it was kind of an alpha move that I thought I was pulling
off. So you really wanted to smack her. Thank God that Sega Genesis was there. Thank God you had Johnny Cage.
Yeah, no, we were on the black floor. She would have got it. She'd be like, oh, my man, I'm tripping. You're right. You're right.
How much money she owe you, player? Yeah.
You don't come to the brother's floor and expect to not get smacked. You know what I'm saying?
So I wonder, like, what is her objective there?
She didn't leave. Yeah. Like, she stayed there for a very long time afterwards because we were supposed to watch a movie. And she was like, are we going to watch that movie? Like, I don't want you to be here anymore.
Did you say, like, I'm sorry? Like, I did you explain to her, like, you know, my apologies. You were showing me these photos. I thought, you know, we were being intimate. I'm so sorry.
No, I wish I had that type of grace. I was so retarded, Figs, that I was like, well, maybe if she stays here long enough, she'll lean in for the kiss. Like, maybe she wanted to be the one to initiate the kiss, you know?
Did you tell her that you were, like, a producer or something that she's like, oh, I'm just going to, like, get his attention on this thing? Is there something she can get out of you?
No, I think that's just what Airheads did at that time.
She just wanted your approval.
I think she just wanted to show off the fact that she was a model. Like,
what'd she look like? She was tight?
She was pretty tight.
Tweet.
Yeah, she was pretty tight. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not.
She was a model. She had a big binder of photos.
I mean, like, if, you know, like
anybody
model.
Could have.
Yeah. 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 Anybody can get pictures taken of them.
It took a lot of photos.
That's from all the other guys that she tried. This is why she just adds more pictures every time.
Well,
have you ever had a time where you leaned in to kiss a girl and she rejected you?
No. I'm trying to think. I feel like that feeling is familiar. That feeling of kind of like, oh fuck, like it's just you get smacked with like awkwardness, like so badly. It feels familiar, but I don't know if it was in a moment where I think I asked a girl out once and got rejected. And the girl explained to me, like, hey, like, So I asked a girl out. I said, hey, would you want to go out and have some sushi? We were talking about sushi. This is when I worked at, like, I worked at the Plaza Hotel. And she said, no, I can't Thursday. I have plans. And I took it as, oh, fuck. Like, she nicely. So I was like, oh, all right, no worries. Like, to the point where she saw it on my face, where she was like, no, like, I'm being serious. I just have plans. Like, we can go out another day. And I was like, yeah, all right, whatever.
This is like the movie The Elf, because I just watched it recently.
Yeah.
When the elf asks the girl, she's like, oh, he's like, do you want to go eat food tomorrow? And she's like, I have to work that day. And he's like,
that's
and
exactly.
She, yeah. And then she's like, no, I can though the next day. And he's like, yay.
Something like that. I ended up dating the girl for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Same chick. But I felt like she was kind of blowing me off. But anyways, but that feeling, I know that feeling, but I never tried to kiss a girl. No, I've been good. My awareness has been good in terms of kissing chicks.
Yeah, I got somewhat kiss rejected the other day in my kitchen by my wife.
That doesn't.
Oh, I get rejected by my wife. Well, by girl, all it's the
like it,
time.
It does. So here's the thing. Like women like to like kiss. All like when you're in a relationship with a woman, like they like to kiss, but they want the specific kind of kiss that they want, right? And we were in the kitchen, and she came up to me, and she started like kissing, like soft kissing. And I thought she was like, oh, she's like, that was multiple soft kisses. We're about to make out.
Yeah.
And then right when I went for the make out, she kind of like slid off my face.
Yeah.
And like went in for like the neck nuzzle. And I'm like,
you're like, what the fuck?
Get out of my kitchen.
Like my dude, I know exactly. Sometimes my girl will kiss me and she like, oh, I just ate a donut or chips, and she thinks her breath smells weird.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we're fucking horny and like we're whatever. And I go to like give her good kisses and she like locks her mouth up. I'm like, what are you doing? You think as a straight man, I'm going to say no, I don't want to. Oh. Ew, Cool Ranch. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, kiss me. I want, you know what I mean?
Dude, sometimes after my wife gets in, like, training or working out, I'm like, come over here and let me lick those tits just so you know.
Yes.
Just so you know that any
all
moment,
the time.
At any moment, I will be down. I don't want you to ever forget.
My girl comes home from school. She smells like crayon. She's a kindergarten teacher. Mm-hmm. And she'd be looking good in that kindergarten teacher fucking outfit, little blazer and shit. And she'll take off the blazer and then the titties out. I want those sweaty titties.
Give them right now.
And she'd be like, Mike, they're fucking sweaty.
I know.
I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Those are electrolytes.
Yeah. Give
me those.
Yeah.
Those are electrolytes.
Daddy wants sweaty titties. All the time I want those sweaty titties.
Yeah, give me them sweaty titties.
So you're being so aggressive about it.
I need a fucking drink
because women don't understand.
They don't understand it.
No,
shit.
Yeah. I understand the woman's side of it.
I have a question. Yeah. I'll relate a question to you. Have you ever felt like I don't want it because I don't like you want it but you feel uncomfortable like you yes. stink or sweaty or something?
I have an ex boyfriend who we're like I gotta be careful how I say this, but like we're friends still.
Okay.
And but he is he's also a foot guy.
Okay.
And
well, I like this guy.
Not my thing, but go on.
But he's also just like I want it all like how it's coming to me. Where it's like after the gym or whatever, all of it.
Yeah.
And like not too long ago, like we're friends, but for real friends.
Yeah.
And he came. I wasn't expecting for him to, he was supposed to come by earlier and then he didn't come by and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna like get ready for bed. So I'm in like pajama pants, a hoodie, my hair's in a bun. I have like mismatched tube socks, like cloud slides. I'm a disaster.
Put on the sexy music. Watch the story.
I'm a disgusting disaster. Yeah. And then my Ring doorbell goes off and I see him and I'm like, oh, so I run to the front door. And then as I'm talking to him, he's looking at me up and down like I am dressed for real to go out.
Yeah.
And it's just like, while we're not in that place, I'm just like, oh, it's nice. It's nice for a guy to look at me this way. Yeah. But also, I'm also like not in a place where I'm comfortable to like do anything. So like I feel like the girls appreciate that you guys are like down in those moments. Like they like that. Mm-hmm. But I also understand like being insecure.
Yeah, but I thought you would think once Christina Aguilera's Dirty came out, that women got it. That's what we all thought.
That's a different Dirty she's talking about.
No, it
about.
Is not. If you watch that video.
Well, you know what? I think Shannon's right. That's homeless. She looks like a homeless girl. She's one of those homeless white girls that have like a pit bull. Dirty. She's got like the little dreadlocks and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks really dirty.
She was filthy. She was sweaty.
Filthy, yeah.
She had like little dirt spots on her.
I just, by the way, I just ran to the vape store before we started this show.
I saw you.
Did you?
Yeah, I stalked you a little bit. Like a block and a half.
As I was walking there, I was like, oh, maybe I'm going to run into Sydney because the timing works out.
Literally, as you were crossing the street, I was turning to park. I was the car that was turning to park.
So maybe you saw this woman. I think it's a woman. On the corner, as I'm going to the vape store, there's like a homeless, I think, woman.
Oh, with the, in a wheelchair. With the one leg?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
saw her.
But also, her pants were below her butt. So, like, when you see her from behind, her butt is hanging out of the back of the wheelchair. No.
Okay. Does she have, like, hot thong, like, on the waist?
No, I didn't see any sign of underwear.
Okay. Yeah.
And she's also, like, crazy and yelling at everybody. Okay. And then as I'm crossing the street, I just smell poop.
Oh.
Which is why when I came back in before, I was like, is it on me somewhere? Where is this smell? Is it in my nose? Is it on me?
Disclaimer for the audio listeners. When I walked in, I was like, I think she had a shit herself. I was like, I'm going to just walk away, be nice, I'm on time.
I have some insider information to what that smell might have been. But I'll keep it secret.
Wait, what are you gonna say?
No, because I'm in a vendetta now. I'm in a poop war with somebody now.
Is it Harrington?
What the hell's going on? What did we smell? Shit.
What's happening?
Yeah, I thought it was your vape pen.
No, Harrington and I are in a poop war now. I came in as I was coming in, like he was coming out of the bathroom and I was going into the bathroom. He said, "Hey, what's up, Sid?" I was like, "Hey, what's up, Mike?" Walked into the bathroom. Was like, "What the fuck was that?" And I came out and I was like, "You let me walk into that?" And he was like, "Yeah, was it that bad?"
Harrington is a big studio pooper.
Oh yeah, no. Dude, I'm gonna be, dude. Expect it when you least expect it, Mike. I'm gonna be right ahead of you in every bathroom from now on until the end of time. I swear to God, it is on. It is on.
I'm gonna keep that in my mind the next time I book you on something. If Harrington is here to avoid
you're
the bathroom,
stomach chakras, getting everything out.
By the way, there's two bathrooms here. Yeah. I feel like
you poop in the far one. Yeah, far away from the guests.
One should be labeled poop bathroom and it's yeah. that one. And then the girl, like the girls go in the pee bathroom.
Yeah. The bidet stinks over there.
It doesn't work. It's just a heat. That's, it's just a seat warmer.
On the other side.
Yeah, the bidet isn't as good as the other one.
That bathroom is crusty, musty, and dusty. This is the elite VIP bathroom.
Yeah. I don't like the other bathroom.
Well, you could poop over there and then walk your itchy ass over here.
Yeah, just fucking scoot up, scoot your way past Ralph and the interns. Just, hey, guys. Sydney has his underwear around his ankles. His whole ass is cocked.
Nobody look at me. Nobody look at me. I'm going to bring a towel from now on so I can
cover your cock. Right. Oh, boy. We are really... Wow.
Oh, we're having too much fun.
We are blowing this episode. That's good. Let's, before we switch over, do you think you have another fight story or should we just skip past it?
I mean, they wouldn't be my fights. I mean, it would be my mom and my sister.
Fun story?
I mean... I do have a fight story.
Okay, all right. So let's Goodness move gracious. Over. Let's move over to bad things.
Bad things with you.
Oh boy, I'm so mad that wasn't on camera. I'm really mad. Yeah. Just reached for the Pringles and then stopped himself, and I'm so mad about it.
I didn't think I had enough time. I didn't want to be. He's like, "Yo, so my sister and we were fighting for their life," and I'm like, "Yeah, I didn't. I'll do it after."
Yeah,
because it's at the point where they're all crinkly, so I'd have to go like
you
this,
drink
and then
it.
I'd like, "Ah, fuck."
And then I'm like, "Oh, is there booze in there? Is he drinking it? What's happening?" Yes.
I'm doing good. We're doing good.
Okay, so on previous episodes, you talked about. Hanging out around jocks and ending up having to flip a guy much bigger than you. Mm-hmm. The guy with the high butt and the milk dud fight.
Yeah, which then, also wasn't my fight, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
And then also this one isn't your fight.
No, this one is going to be my fight.
Oh, no, this last one.
Oh, okay.
Stepsister under a car.
Yeah, fight.
Okay.
Yeah. So this fight. So I contrary to what I might present, right, I grew up with a very hood family in the hood, right? So I grew up in one of those families where my mom would take me to other kids' houses to fight me.
I feel like Lewis, the same thing.
Yeah, it was. So it was one of these situations, and she took me over to fight this kid because she heard that he was, bullying me through the grapevine. Because in the government subsidized housing complex that I lived in, like word traveled fast, right? So she heard about
a newsletter amongst
that. Yeah. It was a black chick named Newsletter who just spread everybody's business.
With a Z?
Your newsletter. Your.
She was newsletter. So the information got back to my mom. So she took me over to this. And she hated his mom too. Like she had beat his mom up a couple times. But this kid was bigger than me. And like, he just seemed to, like, even though I grew up in the hood as well, like, I was very spoiled because my mom was, like, the queen of fighters in the hood. So nobody really fucked with me. I was kind of protected by the drug dealers and stuff. So I kind of had a pass almost.
She was the queen. So she, like, dated the scary guys.
No. They just, like, they respected the fact that she fucked people up on a regular basis. Yeah. So she was also, like, way too pretty to be the type of fighter that she was. And so, she got a lot of praise for that and whatever. So I kind of got to skate by without having to worry about too much in the hood.
So you're kind of like a nepo baby.
Yeah. Well,
and you based on the stories that you've told before, have terrifying sisters.
I do. At least one sister. Yeah, my one sister is like, she is probably scarier than my mom. Like, she's like everything that my mom is, but also scary. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, I remember one time we were at the movie theater, and you know how, like, there's always this, like, that one black chick, like, being loud at the movie theater? My sister turned around to her and was like, you better shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And
I like
she
that.
Shut the fuck up. And she was like, it was me and my sister, and it was her and a whole bunch of people, but she was like, my bad.
Yeah. Like, my I feel bad. Like people should hire her when they go into a movie theater if they don't want to, like, initiate
white
the thing.
White people hire because they're too anxious. Yeah. Like, oh, God, I wish Newsletter was here. Oh, fuck. And then fucking she pops up. You better shut the hell up. And you're like, oh my God.
So I have a scary family, but I'm not a scary person, you know? So, but this kid was like everything that it seemed like I would have been if my mom didn't spoil me the way that she. He was just angry, and just like he was jacked earlier than a kid should be jacked because he was just like constantly straining from the struggle, you know what I mean? So my mom took me to fight him.
And
it was just like, I do not want this smoke whatsoever. And so here's one thing that always happened. Anytime that I beat somebody in a fight, he ended up becoming my friend, right? So that's very important to know. Like, you would just, like, bond and you would just become friends.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have.
Right? So,
yeah.
I don't want to fight this guy. I was trying to figure out how to get out of this fight any way, shape, or form. And I also didn't want to be his friend, right? And so we're at his door, and you know, the moms are going back and forth, and he's standing behind his mom. I'm standing behind my mom, and they're talking about us fighting, and like he's like, yeah, and I'm like, no, I don't want to fight. And then like out of the corner of my eye, I noticed that he had like two He-Man characters that I did not have. And I had like pretty much, I had like the Skeletor castle, I had He-Man's castle, I had all the vehicles, I had all the like, go ahead.
I'm confused. Wait, I'm confused. Do you have your is this, you mean literally He-Man figures?
Toys. Yeah, He-Man figures. Figurines.
You brought them?
No. I didn't come with toys.
Okay.
But we were at his house.
Oh, okay.
Standing at his doorstep. Okay, right?
Sydney, get ready. We're about to go to beat his ass. You're like, hold on, mom. Wait a second. Hold on. I gotta bring my so like, my gang.
It's like a stack of papers falling out of us. Just like, yeah, so.
You're practicing in the back of the car like this. I'm gonna fight her, mom.
Yeah. We walked. We for sure walked.
Oh, boy.
And so I noticed he had these two figurines that I didn't have. So at the very least, if I fought him, we could become friends and I get to play with those. But I wanted to steal them.
Nice.
So, dude, I've never been so hyped for a fight in my life. Like, I went from like, mom, please don't make me do this, to like, okay, mom, hype me up. And it was like.
Did we say how old you are here?
Oh, we were probably like 6 and 7.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were kids. Yeah, we were kids.
But was your mom like, we're going to do this, whatever, and kind of in cahoots with the other mom, like, all right, let's let them, like, you know, scrap it out. You know, I'll bring over some cookies or something. Was it like that kind of thing? Like,
I mean, well, yes. And
were the mom like, my son's going to kick your son's ass? I was like, or were they cool with each other? Like, all right, let's
No, my mom, they didn't like each other. But it was like, your son's fucking with my son. They're going to have to fight. They're going to have them. Okay. It was like. A lot of they gonna have to like. Okay.
Also, he's a jacked 7-year-old.
His struggle was real. Okay. Yeah. His struggle was real.
He was solid for 7. Yeah,
for
solid.
Sure. For sure. I think that's why little black kids are so cut up. It's because like, you know, it's just like, it's not fair. You know what I mean? There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
And so that was the first time in my life that I fought somebody that was like bigger and scarier than me. And I won. And that's what like kind of like changed my perception of whether or not people could, cuz like my mom was like really into boxing, so we trained boxing all the time.
And so you had already been doing that.
Oh, so you whipped his kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. from like day one.
Mm-hmm. What was the fight like? How did the fight, like, can you recall, like, was it, were you actually like hitting him in the face? Were you kind of like rough, like, did you just get him on the floor?
Yeah, I know I finished it with a body shot. But like it did start off with us like, you know, swinging
bang,
at each
bang,
other.
Jabbing,
and he just didn't know how to, he just didn't, I mean, it's just like when you watch this fucking skank fights and stuff, one person kind of knows what they're doing. The other person thinks they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it was.
The guy who knows what they're doing just decimates through them.
It is. And that's exactly what it was. And I.
They stopped it? The parents were like, all right, that's enough.
No, it was over. Yeah, it was like the fight ended. My mom was like, all right, you know, we won. And then, like, so the next like week or so, I was like going back to like hang out with him and like you go to the area to like, now we're friends, right? I won the fight, so now we're friends. And he really wasn't having it. And then it took maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks for him to finally let me in his house.
Yeah,
I finally got to go in his house, and the fucking action figures, they were so dirty.
Ugh.
And like, it was just like cruddy,
sticky.
Like, I wanted no part of these action figures in any way, shape, or form. But like that's what set me on the path to being a courageous kid. Now, I thought we were friends, and he hit me in the face twice with a rock, two times, because he convinced me, because he was a little bit older than me, and he convinced me that we were playing like dodgeball with rocks.
Oh, no.
But really, him and another kid were just throwing rocks at me.
Oh, no.
But I was such a competitive
kid. Were you
kid.
On the Muslim floor of the... yes. Were you in the Muslim floor?
Yeah,
one floor above the brother floor?
It was the...
oh, boy. You were on the Iran floor.
Yeah, I was the Iranian. That's what it was. That's what I'm going to say. Almost said, but didn't say. But yeah, so that was that fight.
Are those two separate instances with the rock throwing?
Same kid, but like 2 weeks later. It was
horrible. But you said it was twice that.
Oh, so the second time he hit me in the face with a rock. So he sometimes people would come near my house and they would, you know, yell at you to see if you're home. And then, you know, I don't know what kind of hood you grew up in, but you'd open up
your window. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, I'm here. What are we playing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so he did that. There was a group of kids and I could hear like the group of kids coming and I yelled my name and I opened up the window and I got hit in the head with a rock.
Oh my God.
Like as soon as I stuck my head out the window, it was like pop.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So that was the last time I stuck my head out the window.
Yeah. He just lifted up the blinds and he just like.
Yeah. I was like, glass. I'll give you my phone number.
Oh my God.
But then, I guess you're just a child. But like then you just like let him have that and didn't just like beat him up again after throwing a rock at your face.
I mean, it's like it was like one of those things like, oh, he fucking got me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But then, this guy. So one time, years later, he was a bully, and he convinced me that this kid stole his bike or something. So we were going to go get revenge on him, and I was holding the kid, and it was wintertime, and he made a snowball with a rock in it, and I was holding the kid.
This kid loves rocks. Yeah, this kid, fucking guy from Kilcony.
He does love rocks, and I'm holding the kid like this, and he's gonna hit the kid in the face with the snowball. And as soon as he threw it, the kid like bent in, like he ducked and it hit me in the face. Oh, but I don't think that was the plan. Like, you know, I really think we were trying to.
You really got clobbered with some fucking
rocks.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was three. It was the only three times I was ever hit with rocks. It was all the same
That's
kid.
A lot of times.
Yeah, it's a lot of times.
I don't think I was ever hit with a rock. That's a lot of times.
Yeah, well, when you grow up in Iraq.
In Ballarat.
Ballarat.
Ukraine.
Yeah, my pals in Iraq. Yeah.
Okay, we have to move over to our final segment, which is scary things. Okay, so before I go over your stories, do you think you have another one that you haven't told before?
I mean, everything was scary in the hood. I don't even know.
Okay, so let me go over just an overview of what you've told before. So this is like one of my favorite ones. So near-death experience as a kid, fourth or fifth grade, and then time froze, somebody else also experienced it. I'm just going to say that high level right now. Mm-hmm. And then there was an incident where you were, I wrote down running track, but maybe that's not the right word for it. And then something was thrown, a discus, and then another chick like blocked you from it. And then it changed basically the course of both of your lives and then saved you from getting hit with it. And then also you were resuscitated at birth.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think if you don't have another story, I would like for you to maybe retell one of the previous ones because it's such a crazy story.
Okay, I can retell the previous one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear that. Just like, because Figs also, I'm sure, doesn't know this, but like, so the near-death experience and then the freezing time thing.
Okay. Okay, so so you're talking about when I was hit by the car, right?
Yeah.
So
wait, is there another near-death experience?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There is. I was electrocuted one time.
Oh, wait. Oh, but you didn't tell it on this show because I know I heard it, but it wasn't here. Yeah, okay.
So the hit by the car was probably the more impactful one, I think, because that was the first time. And the being electrocuted was the second time. And I was like, oh, I know this routine, you know. So I was hit by a car when I was a kid. And it was a very traumatic situation. Like my arm got obliterated. My pelvis was cracked open. My arm is still messed up to this day, right? So I ended up I was told I was resuscitated on the scene, but I don't remember any of that. I just remember waking up in the hospital. Right?
Do you remember getting hit by the car?
I feel like sometimes I see flashes of the windshield coming closer to me, and then the memory of it never gets close enough for me to experience impact. Mm-hmm. But it's like a quick flash of like a windshield with a glare and like I can see like the red hood of the car, but my memory never goes to the point where I'm actually hit. Mm-hmm. So
what led you to getting hit by the car?
Oh, my cousin pushed me in the street.
Oh, wow. Pushed you into a moving, ongoing traffic.
Yeah. He was just one of those kids that liked to be chased by things. And he went over, there was this dog that was off the leash, but in a yard, and it would always run up to the bushes, but it would never penetrate the bushes.
Yeah.
Pause. But my cousin was trying to like get me to like be chased by this dog or yeah. have a chased experience.
Yeah.
So as the dog was coming, he wanted to run from it. And he wanted me to run as well. So he started pushing me to run, but he pushed me into the street and a car hit me.
Oh my God.
Right. And it ruined this man's life because he was under the influence of alcohol.
But also not really his. I mean, his fault for being under the influence, but like you can't ever prepare for a kid running out.
No, something like that is insane, mm-hmm. right? And it's and I went to school shit. With his daughter, and Holy but it was like shit. I mean he apparently he wasn't like the best dad mm-hmm. and husband, so it was a long time coming, but that was like the straw that broke the black kid's back. you know what I mean? It was like so anyway, I got hit by the car and. You know, again, I was told that I was resuscitated on the scene, which kind of made sense with what I experienced before waking up in the hospital, right? So, it's really hard to explain. I think I was a little trepidatious about, like, saying what I experienced back then because, you know, I was just high all the time and always, like, paranoid about how I was coming off. Mm-hmm. I don't really give a fuck anymore. So, at that time...
How old were you? I'm sorry.
So I was like the summer between fourth and fifth grade.
Okay.
Or the summer between third and fourth
grade. So you were like 11, 12 years old?
Let's say 10 or 11
years And you were later. Smoking weed? You were getting high?
No, he's saying it is like retelling.
The last time I told the story, I was still in the phase when I was smoking weed.
I see what you're saying.
And so when I was telling the story, I was trying to not, you know, make it seem like it was, like I was a special, you know.
I got you.
Case, but it was, the experience that I had, I remember very clearly, which was, it kind of looked like the Northern Lights is what I was experiencing, but the colors were mostly like green and like a bluish color. But when I was looking into the, you know, the aurora or whatever you want to call it, which I now believe was the Akashic record, but when I was looking into the aurora, I could see everything that had happened and was gonna happen throughout time. And I just knew that's what it was.
So I do have a quick question because there was something similar that you said last time. And as I rewatch it, I have like new questions that came to me. So this is in the time that you were unconscious,
mm-hmm.
that's when you were experiencing this?
As far as I know, I just know when I woke up in the hospital, I wasn't experiencing that anymore, but I had a recollection.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
And here's another thing. I would love to be, to have like a polygraph for both of these experiences that like this near death experience. Cause I want to know.
If you're lying, but if you believe, there's nothing that makes me think that you don't believe that these things happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's so much, not the near death experience. I mean, I think that would be really hard to challenge. Mm-hmm. But the other one that we'll get into in a second, people didn't have a recollection of it, and I know they were there. Like there were people that were frozen in that experience. I'll hold my question because I do have questions about that.
Yeah, this is fascinating. I don't want to throw you off. What did you say? You said something. You were like the aurora. You realized that it was something chapter. What did you say?
No, it was everything.
Akashic record.
Yeah. What is that? Akashic. What is that?
So it's everything. That, basically, it's like God, in shorthand. But it's the memory of all things that have ever occurred.
Like collective consciousness.
Okay. It is the collective consciousness.
Okay.
Of like, you know. But when I remember very specifically, you know, I could see it all, and then I could like focus in on a point, and then when I would focus in on a point, I would like feel I would be there, but not more of a as an observer, but not as like a person in it, but I could feel all of the things that were going on. Like if it was a hot area of the world, I could feel the heat. I could feel the way the air changed in the situation. I could feel all the different emotions and stuff that everybody was having, whether I spoke the language of the people that I was observing or not. And then I would pull back again to the everything. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically what I experienced.
One more question about this. Have you done DMT before?
I haven't.
Oh.
But from everything that is described from a DMT experience,
it's similar.
That is what I experienced. Yeah. I haven't. I'm curious about DMT. You know, so I think I will at some point, but I haven't yet.
Okay, so then this is, so that's the end of the near-death experience portion, right? Okay, now tell the other part.
Okay, so
I love this one.
Yeah. So this was like right before sixth grade or sometime. And so I talked about this with my dad very recently. And apparently my dad has also had UFO experiences. And where we live near a power plant. So it's pretty common for people to have these types of experiences. But so we were all outside. It was, you know, I lived in one of those neighborhoods where everybody would like hang out. It was summertime. We were all outside. Everybody's having a good time. And then next thing I know, like I'm like coming to, I feel like I'm coming to, I'm like standing up and everybody's staring up at, I mean, the best way to explain it would be like a UFO. And when I'm looking at it, sometimes it would look like a metallic disc, but then sometimes I could like see inside of it, like there were like windows, but I could see like people inside of it. But then other times, it was like pulsing, in a way that sometimes it would be completely metallic, and then other times I could like see into it and see people inside of it, like and people like looking down at us, right? And everybody else that was out there was just frozen looking up at the thing, except me and one other guy named Adam. He was like a half a block up the block, and he was freaking out, and he was like trying to like get people's attention, and nobody was responding to him, and he was like working his way down towards me, and I ran back on my porch and hid because I didn't like, he just seemed
unhinged.
It was like way too frantic for me to deal with as a child. Like, there's no way I was going to be able to calm him down, and I didn't want any part of like how scared he was. How scared he was scaring me, on top of the fact that I was freaked out by what was going on. And this includes my mom. My mom was out there staring up at the thing, and then all of a sudden the thing was gone. The UFO was gone, and everybody was back. And Adam was like, what, you know, freaking out to everybody. And it got ugly, like, because nobody believed what he was saying. They ended up calling, like, the cops. I don't remember if the cops came or an ambulance. I think both. The cops and an ambulance came.
Yeah.
And so he got taken away. He got taken away for a while. Like, he was like, and then when he came back, he was like a very different person. And then he ended up getting addicted to drugs. And I think like 3 years later or 4 years later, he passed away from an overdose. Dude, it was a very wild experience. But I avoided that. From that point on, I avoided him. Like, because I always felt like he knew that I knew something, you know? So I just tried to stay away from him as much as I could.
So, but he lived up the block from you, or he's just hanging out with you guys?
No, he lived, like his mom or something lived up there, and he was staying with his mom at the time. And then I think he was like in between. He had like just left a lady. And so he was staying with his mom for a while before he found another place to live. But that, of course, never happened. Mm. And then when he came back from whatever type of institutionalized situation that he was in, he came back to live with his mom, and that's why he was back in the same area. And then, you know, again, got hooked on hard drugs because, I mean, I don't know, what are you going to do after that? Because, again, I don't know what his experience was like in there, but I would imagine at some point he had to tell people, like, yeah, it never happened, so that he could be released. You know, again, I don't know, but...
What made you feel like he knew that you felt the same thing too, or that you had an idea? Because it sounds like it was just you and him were the only ones that weren't hypnotized by this.
See, and here's the thing.
Or was it your own, like, nervous and the paranoia that made you feel like he knew something?
Yeah, so I remember having lost time in that situation as well. So I remember just, like coming to, and so the way, so when I felt like I came, like, regained consciousness, it seems like I must have also been staring up at the thing as well. And maybe I just pulled out earlier, and maybe that also happened to him. And I just, you know, it's a very human thing. Like
but you remembered it. No one else did.
No. Cause they didn't come to until the thing was gone. Right. So when you're dealing with a bunch of people that were in a situation, and you have an experience that somebody else doesn't have. Like, say we're all hanging out here, right? And like you and I notice something weird going on out there, and they can like feel it in their peripheral, but nobody else looks.
I identify as she.
But you know, you and I now have like, even if we're like across the room, like we both kind of like can see that we both saw that thing. So I think it was that on.
He saw you, you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You saw him though.
I definitely saw him.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he didn't, maybe he didn't see me after I hid, but maybe he noticed there was like a lack of a body somewhere, you know? Yeah. Because he was definitely starting to make his way down towards.
Do you think he like ever documented something or wrote something or like, you know, do you know anything about what happened to him?
I don't.
Besides the overdose and coming back, like while he was away.
All I remember is that everybody thought that he went crazy.
He was crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he like a little? Was he a little bit of a problematic person before this?
He was one of the most charismatic. So he was like, his name is Adam. He was like a super handsome guy. He was like bodybuilder jacked. He was a very, very light skinned black guy, kind of like how my son has like whitish skin. Mm-hmm. He was a black guy like that, more like Jason Kidd color.
Okay.
And he had a ponytail. Like he was the man. You know, and he would like always be like dressed kind of fancy, you know, jewelry, like
very like the better looking Milli Vanilli guy.
Yeah. But even lighter too, even lighter. But he was very
Shannon's old. Yeah. Shannon's old, right next to the Shannon's racist.
Yeah,
Shannon's old.
I watched the documentary recently about Milli Vanilli.
Okay, yeah. They're in the zeitgeist again.
Mike. Girl, you know that, it's true.
That wasn't a reference from her childhood.
But it's also there.
I like.
Yeah.
Adam, what happened, Adam? Yeah.
Look how hot he is.
And people called him, ironically. People called him Milli Vanilli because he had long, you know, he was like very long haired guy. And, but yeah, very gregarious, very charming. So no, he was not a problem guy, which is why that transition or the disposition between that and the way he was acting, everybody was like, dude, you lost it.
You know? In your first, that's why I'm happy we're doing this again, because in the first telling of the story, when I rewatched it, the way that I'm viewing it is like, he was like already like a, like crazy homeless-ish kind of person.
Oh, no.
He was already like crazy. And then so maybe like his like, you know, there's like schizophrenic people. It's like, oh, are they really crazy or are they seeing something that the rest of us don't see? And so that's what I was thinking about him. But
no, he was one of those guys where like every time he would talk to your mom, you're like, are you fucking my mom? Like, what the fuck is happening here? I don't like the way she's looking at you. You know, it was one of those guys.
And then we did talk about the last time about like maybe he has also had like a near-death experience, and that's what like left him open to this like weird thing.
He could, I think he, if I remember correctly, I could be mixing up other people's pasts in this moment right now, but I do think he was in a motorcycle accident at one point. Like I remember, because he didn't ride his motorcycle anymore, and I remember he did have a motorcycle before that, because it's like, and he has a motorcycle, like this guy is the best.
Yes.
You know. Yeah.
What did you talk about? You said you spoke to your father about it. What did your father say?
So this was just like last week.
Okay.
So I told my family to go see my dad, and we went up to his. He just watches TV in his room all day, and he was watching Ancient Aliens. Mm-hmm. And so he and I just started having an Ancient Alien off in front of my son to see who knew more about Ancient Aliens.
Yeah.
And I just said something about UFOs, and he was like, "Well, you know, they're not called that anymore." And my son was like, "Oh."
God, UAPs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I was like, Dad, have you ever seen anything? He's like, oh, I have plenty of situations where I've seen things that can't be explained. And I was like, I have two. And that was pretty much the extent of it.
But did he go like, remember that time where Adam fucking went crazy?
He
don't remember that?
He wasn't in the net. Okay. He lived in the same town, like a much different neighborhood.
Okay.
At that time. It was
That's fascinating, man. I feel bad for Adam.
I wonder if there is a connection between I'm just going to finish this. I wonder if there's a connection between people that have had near-death experiences and people that have had UFO experiences.
Mm. See, and that's why I would love to have a polygraph situation for that, because that wasn't much long after getting out of the hospital and everything. So, like, I don't know what happens to a brain after that, you know, because I was out for a little while. I was in a coma for a short amount of time after getting hit by that car. So again, I'm not an expert on that particular type of brain trauma, and nobody is. Like, nobody can really know. There's not enough literature out there about what happens post that sort of trauma. So, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Immediately after, we do have to wrap.
I know. I'm seeing all the signs, and I'm like, like the stand-up comedian in me is like, I'm getting the light. Wrapping it up. Oh, I'm going overtime. They're never going to put me back here again. No. I'm going to get these chicken tenders quick.
No, I should have gotten to it sooner.
Yeah.
But I forgot my question. Hold on.
Adam, Milli Vanilli, ponytail.
No. The UFO thing.
Electricity.
Oh, right. Oh. Once everybody came back to, everybody was just like acting normal.
Yeah. Nothing happened. Like nothing skipped a beat.
And he was the only one freaking out.
Yeah, because everybody could. It was almost like if you and I were like in a conversation, and then like we're just back in the conversation, and he's freaking out, and everybody's like, "What the fuck is this?"
So no one noticed you were in a different place. Or is there so many people around?
Yeah, so many. And then once people did come to, I did come back out. It was just like, yeah, guys, we're all, you know, it was just, because I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I still remember as the time that I was the most scared in my life. So, you know, yeah, that's.
You said it got ugly.
Yeah, well, it got ugly in the sense that, like, once he freaked out, people called 911 and then. He got taken away that night. So
he was wilding out. Like, what was he doing?
Yeah, he was wilding out. He thought people were lying. He thought it was just a crazy situation, you know. And he was like the biggest guy on the block, so him acting like that was kind of scary. And you know, I don't know if you know how these types of neighborhoods are situated, but it's mostly women.
Yeah.
It was like mostly single moms out there to deal with this guy. There was like one dad out there, but he was like an alcoholic.
So they're like, something's wrong with this guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Power plants, it's weird.
I do have more questions.
Yeah, we gotta do part two, Cindy.
Yeah, we do.
It would be part three, but you weren't there the first time.
Or part four. It is your fourth time. But third part of this story.
Yeah, I would love to hash this out as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have tons of questions.
I have tons, but yeah.
I got questions about the coma. I got electricity questions. You were saying you got electrocuted.
Yeah.
I think we got to do a part
and then maybe
seven.
We can have like another person who claims to be a psychic on the show next time.
Yeah.
Something. I want some sort of verification for myself. Because
we got to find a good one because we get a lot of crazy ones.
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, is there a good one? Like, yeah, that's true. Whole thing. Okay, let's do a quick round of plugs and we'll get out of here. Fix.
You guys are the best. Thank you for watching Fig Talk, supporting the YouTube page at Comic Mike Figs. Go on the Instagram, check the dates. I'm on the road with Lewis. I'm at the comic strip this weekend. So if you're around, hit me up. Come out and support your boy.
Mm.
Sydney.
All right, so January 19th. I'll be headlining the Dirty Show at Soul Drolls at Sunnybrook.
Yeah.
So definitely come out there January 19th. We're going to have a great time. Check me out on all social media. My name is at SIDNEYGANTT. Sydney Gann. Mike Figs.
Sydney Gann.
But also check out my podcast, Chakra Poppers, where we bring comedians on and we open up their chakra from the bottom up to see if we can make them reach enlightenment by the end of it. And it's not mature. It's a good time. It's a good time.
Maybe we can do one where you guys come here and then have me and Figs on.
Yeah. We'll do that. We'll definitely do that.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live, not for free. I have to like program this in my mind to say it the right way. But I don't know. I didn't prepare it beforehand. But go to GuestDigital.com. Use promo code TTI so that you can watch it live as part of your subscription every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern at GuestDigital.com. And otherwise, watch it on YouTube or iTunes or Spotify, wherever else. And YouTube, I'm usually in the chat. Sometimes Figs pops in. But on Thursdays at 7 p.m. is when we do the YouTube premiere and we hang out and watch it together. So check that out. I have so many stories from listeners of their scary things accounts here. We'll do it in the future.
Same. Yeah, we gotta do them,
But please continue to send in your scary things, bad dates, and bad things story into the thingispodcast@gmail.com to be featured on the show. Go to merchengine.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. I think that still exists. And what am I missing?
CDNF Face says, I love you, Shannon.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I love that. That's fun. And you can take part in that live chat on gasdigital.com. Use promo code CTI. And that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for being back on the show. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.